The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I feel sick. I feel hot. I feel ready.
Welcome along to The Real Pod.
What?
What?
Excuse him. What?
Kia ora. My name is Jane Yee. I'm joined by Alex Casey and Duncan Grieve. Alex Casey, not of the spin-off, and weirdly, Duncan Grieve still of the spin-off. Not, that's not weird, because I'm from the spin-off now too. That's the weird thing.
That's fucking up.
We've got to do a lot of explaining to catch, chit-chat, get ready with us.
Housekeeping.
We don't have any housekeeping. We don't have any rules anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got rules. There's rules now. The rules are, there are no rules. Just have a good time.
Yes, Jane.
This is crazy. We have not been in a room together. We were trying to figure it out for over a year.
Yeah.
Is that
well,
right?
Well, no, we had that lovely lunch.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
not
we've
with
been
a hot
to,
mic.
We've been to Prego
of
together.
Course.
That's not what we're talking about.
We have not been in a studio together. We have not been behind microphones. We haven't done a podcast together in the flesh.
As content creators.
And the thing is, it's kind of, I feel like the wind's been taken out of our sails a bit because everybody else now is doing stuff remotely. Like, we were the guys, and it was going to be a big deal that I was coming back and we were going to be in the room together, and that was going to be exciting. But now everyone's having fucking real life reunions. So, Jesus.
That's true.
Including Jesus. He's back, by the way. That's the big news.
That's crazy.
Is that the big
That's a big scope.
Yeah, you just get it. Yeah, just
oh
come
my
through.
God.
He is risen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, just like, as we speak. Actually,
classic
Duncan,
Jesus.
He's not risen. He's already done that one. He came down from the sky this time. So that's
fallen?
No, no.
Fallen angel.
Floating.
Lips,
is he an angel?
Lips of a fallen angel?
After you've listened to this podcast, you have to go and listen to Hinder's Lips of an Angel. Some of you might not think you know that song, but you do know that song. And it is like five songs in one.
If you don't,
there's a lot going on.
Get familiar. Like, educate yourself.
Our next Real Pod special is breaking down Hinder's Lips of an Angel.
It's a song exploder.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, this particular episode of The Real Pod, so our podcast used to be reality TV in real life in New Zealand. Alex Casey left the spin-off. She's gone to work for Warner Brothers. Going swimmingly?
Loving it.
Okay.
Loving it.
And they'd make reality TV, which meant that she no
just
longer
conflicted
could,
out.
Off the table, baby. Literally, don't look at me. Like, you know that I've got a bad face for secrets. So that is just no fly zone.
Is this like in Twilight how they can hear each other's thoughts or something?
Is but we can just read Alex Casey's face.
You can read my face.
But you don't have to have special powers, just normal.
You just need
Nobody eyes is the situation.
So there's a little clue as to what we're doing here this evening, because it is evening time. We're recapping Twilight, the movie.
Does anyone remember why?
I think we just kind of, I don't know. I think it just came up in a, here we go.
It was when Duncan was away. And we were rogue, and we did that really long podcast at your dinner table. And I feel like you talked about your career and, like, all this stuff for ages.
Cool.
And then I think during it we were like, Twilight.
Because I don't remember it becoming a thing. I just came back and it was just obviously something was going to happen.
Mm.
And I was very curious about the origin story of Twilight.
No, I'll tell you what was going to happen is that we decided we enjoyed doing, like, a two-piece And we were like, we should do Twilight. Duncan won't be interested. And you got wind of this. And you were like, I'm fucking doing that too. And so here we all are.
Duncan's literally tearing up right now.
You should have said, this is how the whole Real Pod came to be. Let's not forget, the Real Pod was initially you putting me with Alex to do a recap podcast of The Bachelor. You sat in on the first one because Alex and I didn't know each other and you thought you might just help us loosen up in the room. And then you never left.
That's just accurate reporting.
It is. It really is. But we're happy for it. The Real Pod wouldn't be the Real Pod without you, Duncan.
Aww.
Except for the last 10, 15 minutes of every episode.
No.
And the pressure's been on from the Cornies who, I want to say, like, if you don't know who the Cornies, like, you're not even here if you don't know what the corner is. So
we might even do a post about this, eh? We might just put it in the corner and just say,
I've already alerted the Cornies. They will have all watched Twilight by the time they're listening to this.
Hold on, are you telling me this isn't going to be the super feature on the spin-off? It's not going to be in the live
updates? No, for sure.
It's going on the site.
It's not going to be in Election Live.
I mean, Stuart Salmon Lund, beloved Corny, is now a live updates man. He started since. He will definitely put it in the live updates. He'll go rogue. He'll go
unilateral. Listen, if you found your way here by means other than having listened to The Real Pod before, apologise in advance for everything, for a start. Secondly, 35% of this won't make any sense because it's probably all just relating to old stuff that we've talked about on this podcast before. But by all means, go back and listen to the back catalogue of over 100 podcasts. But tonight we are recapping Twilight, the very first movie in the Twilight saga.
2008,
good year.
Boxing Day release. Where were you?
Taking things back to farmers, presumably.
2008.
I was. I met my now husband that year.
Oh my god! Real life Twilight.
Yeah, but more importantly, the Twilight movie came out.
I saw it on Boxing Day.
Of course you did.
I was there, Queen Street, Q Street, IMAX. What was it called back then? Metro.
Did it have a different name?
Sky City Metro.
Oh.
It's not called that anymore.
Is that the one, the big with the escalators?
The big guy with the rocket and whatnot.
The bad death record.
Death record, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Mm. It was all good that day.
Did you see it on you didn't see it on the IMAX screen though, did you? The big.
I can't remember. It wouldn't have been out of the realms of possibility.
You wouldn't have been able to handle Big Edward, surely.
So I saw it Albany Mega Centre at a preview screening organised by some sort of media organisation. And I went into it like extremely cold, had no knowledge of the phenomenon. And Nikki and I were there, and then the next oldest person would have been like 20 years younger than us. Like, it was basically just entirely core demo teenage girls. And it was just constant screaming. But this, I mean, are we gonna recap it? There's a particular iconic scene. The scream was so deafening. I was just like, is there some sort of fire in a crowded theater?
Are you talking about a parking lot scene, perchance?
I might be.
Okay, we'll get to that.
And it was it was amazing, amazing, amazing experience. Like, one of the best kind of pop culture, like, holy crap. Just like being jetted into this thing was so cool.
Okay, and some 12 years later, I sat down with my husband and watched it. He's never seen it, never read the book. I watched it just a couple nights ago. And that was a mistake. I should never have done that. Because I think without the context of the time and the screaming teenagers in the cinema and having read the book, he didn't have good things to say.
What did he say? Exactly. Verbatim.
Play the tape.
He thought the production values were terrible. Da, da, da,
it was. They had a very small budget.
Of $30 million. I mean, it was smaller than the ones that followed, but I feel like I could do a good movie with $30 million.
I mean, that's our next project.
what's specifically, rather than just bagging the whole thing out, what specifically did he have an issue with?
I mean, I think he felt some of the effects were a bit ropey.
What?
I know you're a big fan of the effects. Look, it's just...
They moved so fast.
There's something about... That's not effects. That's just... Really,
yeah, well,
that's really good.
It's wires.
No training. Yeah.
There's wires, eh?
Is it?
There's got to be wires.
Oh, there's got to be wires.
At some
there's
point.
There's definitely
Tina
wires.
Knows.
It's definitely like wire
watch
machine.
Diamond skin. Unbelievable.
Actually,
like,
yeah. Melted cheese at one point when they.
These are your secret facts, right?
I want to reveal my secret facts. Already.
I mean, you just did, but that's fine.
I didn't say where the melted cheese was. I just said there's melted cheese.
Okay, look.
Wow.
Look, all I'm saying is that before we get into the meat of the movie, it's a really different watching experience if you've read the book, I feel, than if you haven't. Would you agree? I mean, I don't know. I only ever watched the movie after I read the book, and I felt like watching it all come to life was just fucking amazing. I don't think I watched it at the time. I think I was late. I think I watched it. I think I came in like New Moon era, and then went
back.
Read the books and then watched, and so that I was able to like keep up.
Yeah.
I
definitely read the first book when I was, what, like 15, 16?
Yeah, see, I
was prime.
I was well into my 20s, and I kind of acted like, wow, she's done a really good job of like tapping into that teenage brain, but really I was like, oh my God, I'm a puddle.
Yeah. It's also had that effect on me where it's like, I know full well, like I am 29, I am in a committed relationship, but I'm still not like, I think it could still happen between me and Robert Pattinson. Like, I just think it's not off the table yet.
I do.
It's not off the table. Could be 20 years from now, but it could still happen.
That's the genius of Stephanie Meyer's work, is that she does tap into that kind of, like, the most ridiculous kind of fantasy that, like, I don't want to say you're a nerdy girl, Alex Casey, and I don't want to say I'm a nerdy girl, Jane Yee, but... Like that, wow. The kind of the awkward nerdy girl gets like the hottest guy, and it's not just like in those other movies where she has to zhuzh herself up, you know, like she's all there or whatever.
Mm.
It's like he loves her for who she is. She's an outcast.
He wants to kill her a little bit.
He wants to kill her a little bit, but he wants to bone her more. So that stops him from killing her?
Yeah, who doesn't want that?
It's
the ultimate tension, really.
It's crazy how constantly horny they seem to be. Mm. Like a quite high horniness rating all the time.
Yeah.
Like I don't think that's sort of different. Normally there's a bit of volatility to it. It just sits at this crazy level.
Mm.
It also like, what do you guys think of the acting style in it?
Perfect.
I feel like we're not giving it a ton of critical analysis out of Alex.
Did you guys read that?
I think it's perfect. I think they're both very good actors.
Yeah, I think like, it's really that. Different and weird. Did you read that interview with Nicolas Cage last year maybe where he talked about how he wants it to look like he's acting, and it's this kind of whole crazy head thing, and he's very like looking normal.
That's his excuse, right, for bad acting?
Nah, he's more like it seems to be there's two schools. Like one school thought is Nicolas Cage is a terrible actor. One is he's kind of amazing, and I feel like it seemed like a very Nicolas Cagey like just doing weird stuff, and it just working. It's really compelling. It's not normal.
No.
No, I never accused Twilight of being normal.
No.
But it's fucking, the heat is something.
Okay, I had visions. So when I read the book, I already knew that Kristen? Never call your child either of those names, by the way.
I'm doubting myself now.
Kristen, no, it's Kristen.
It's Kristen Stewart. Is it Kristen? I thought it was Kristen.
What? Fuck.
No, Kirsten Bell.
BRB.
Is it Kirsten Bell? Kristen Bell.
It's Kirsten Bell.
Kirsten Bell.
But saw her in a lift, by the way.
Did you?
I mean Joel. But I was at the same complex at the same time, so it could have been me. It's Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Chris. Okay. Kristen Stewart. K-Dog. When I read the book, the movie was already out. Okay,
You pictured her.
So I pictured her, and so that was really like a really natural lead-in for me. But she's so fucking miserable. I just don't feel like Bella was that miserable all the time. The book?
Huh? I don't remember.
Good analysis.
That's what I'm going to say each time.
Professional critic.
I like it. That's what I'm saying. Good job. Bye all.
10 out of 10.
Like, just to be clear, Alex has got like an entire notebook.
I've got notes.
Top Gun Maverick 2020 notebook, entirely filled with notes. And these every time critiques. She's given an opportunity to make a comment, she says, I like it.
She's got Twilight written in all caps at the top and a cloud, bubble cloud around it. And yeah. That's the only thing it's missing is the love hearts, it's and I feel like she just hasn't got there yet.
What I will tell you is these are all just filled with quotes from the movie, including... How you liking to rain, girl? Better get used to it, girl. And more.
Okay.
All right.
What I'm saying is the movie's great. I think we should get into it.
Okay, let's get into it. We open with a deer being eaten by a vampire. That's only that makes sense to people who read the book. And if you haven't read the book, that's just too
it's just
used
art.
To. It's just your.
Yeah.
We're in Arizona. Bella jumps on a plane because her mum and her mum's boyfriend are hitting the road to support his baseball career.
Her loving, erratic, hair-brained mother.
Yeah.
Don't you find?
And she moves in with her dad in Forks, Washington, very, very rainy place, the rainiest place this side of something or other.
Mm.
And the population is about 3,120. It's a massive high school, though.
Yeah, isn't it?
Though I looked it up. Do you know Forks, Washington? Real place. There's a real Forks. There's a real Forks High School, and the school rolls about like 400 and something people, so bigger than I would have thought.
Damn.
They must have feeder little towns.
And they've got all those kids who never leave being vampires.
Yeah, that's true.
108.
Small town. There was an iconic look early on for Bella, the short sleeve over the long sleeve thermal.
The kind of bowling shirt thing?
She had the bowling shirt thing, but hit me was it being over the long sleeve thermal, which was a really strong look for
she
the era.
She loves to layer.
Loves a layer.
Bella.
Yeah.
But it's also chilly. It looks chilly because it's blue.
Everything's really blue.
Okay, that was one of Joel's first comments was like, the grade, that's a technical term, the grade is very heavy in this.
Yeah, but it was like invented heavy grey. No one had ever done it before.
I don't feel like at the time, that's not one of the things I remember from the film. Do you know what I mean? Like at the time, it's not something that I processed at all. I was just like, yes, this is what rainy vampire towns look like, of course.
Do you think Instagram would have happened without it? Like it feels like filters were invented by Twilight.
I mean, like colours?
Yeah, colours.
Yeah. Definitely the colour blue at least.
Or blue, yeah.
What about sparkles? Like,
yeah,
that was
sparkles.
Not around.
No. No, I think the whole kind of highlighting thing came as a direct result of Twilight.
That's true.
Mm.
But in comparison to the future films, which I'm sure we'll cover at some point, like the next one is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Like the grading just goes from woe to go, and they never go back to blue.
No.
Because the first movie is special. Twilight is special,
special
in the franchise.
Yeah. Because I guess they didn't know at that point when you said it had a small budget and, you know, they didn't know if it was going to fly. They didn't know if they were going to create something that was going to, that the fans were going to accept.
Mm.
And then, of course, the fans did and it was huge. And then, of course, a little more money to spend, you know? Everything's got a bit flasher.
Yeah.
So there's a certain, like, roughness to that first film that makes it just very special.
Mm.
Anyway.
Oh, I just want to... Can we just put it on? We'll just put it on. In the background. Just like a slideshow.
Okay. Jacob shows up early on in the film. He's barely in this movie.
Yeah.
There is no Team Jacob, Team Edward out of the first movie at all.
It's just Team... Who's that guy who randomly came out of a bush for like 2 seconds at the end and then went back into the bush?
He was quite young when this was filmed, right? How old was he? Never too young, though, eh? He likes them young.
What? Oh, yeah.
Jacob, if you've not read the books, have you seen all the movies? Oh, yeah.
Okay, my.
Sorry. I know. That's fine.
You're really
fine.
In for a treat. Just remember what I've said now, and one day that will make
it's
sense.
It's not a right. A lot about all of this is not a right.
Oh, there's so much that's not right. I mean, it's not okay to go into people's rooms and watch them while they sleep.
No.
Just for the record.
No.
Yeah. Unless it's your children. That's fine. Do it all the time. What else happens? Okay. Pickup truck. I mean, I've just got like notes of all the things. We're going to be here all night. If so, let's.
She gets to school. We meet Eric, iconic Eric.
Yeah. Emo
he's got a feature to write. We've all been there. He's got a feature to write.
Yeah.
He takes a photo of Bella.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I'm on the paper, baby, and you're front page news.
Yeah. And then And then he's got his offsider, who's also on the paper. He's got a crush on him.
That's right. Everyone's on the paper.
And they're after story ideas. Some floated topics. Speedo padding on the swim team.
That's right.
Eating disorders.
Gets a big laugh at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they want to stick. There's a new girl at school on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fresh me or whatever they call her.
All these just little nods, eh? Little nods. Little did they know.
I don't know.
The Cullens arrive in all their pasty glory.
Such a slow glide through the canteen.
Now, my first impression of the casting, for which I have many thoughts, but my first really horrible, horrible casting moment is Rosalie.
Okay.
Rosalie is Nikki Reed, a.k.a. Teresa, Ryan from the OC's girlfriend from Chino.
The short hair one?
No.
The long hair one?
The long blonde hair on a girl who's very much not got naturally blonde hair, and it doesn't fly for me at all. In the book, Rosalie's like blondie, blondie, blondie. Nikki Reed is a girl with dark hair who's had the shit bleached out of it to give her blonde hair.
So it's not a wig?
It's not a wig.
We're having some heated debate about wigs before this podcast
Yeah,
began.
It's not a wig, but it looks like one because it's so far from being feasible as her own hair.
What else is a wig?
Okay, can we just dive into wigs? Is this the time?
Yeah,
I think it's wig time.
But I don't...
I don't think there are many wigs in this. I think there's wigs to come. Kristen Stewart definitely has a wig in the future ones because she cut her hair for
Kristen
that
Stewart,
movie.
Natural hair, right? Just everyone's had their hair dyed. For, you know, if they've got their natural hair, it's dyed. Carlisle, it's his natural hair, but it's dyed. Robert Pattinson, natural hair, dyed. Esme is wearing a wig, and it's terrible. Okay, so Esme's the mum.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what her hair normally is.
It looks like it's a wig when you see it. I mean, obviously, I don't know what's happening with you that you cannot see anything critically in this film at all.
I think wigs are really hard to see. Like, I can't even see a wave.
Are you
like,
I
thought,
me?
What's
That's
the name
right.
for maths?
That's true.
Have
you're
no
shocked
more hair.
Problems with it.
Okay. Alice is wearing a wig. Ashley Green had long hair. It was really hard for them to get it into that fucking spiky hair thing that she had.
Whoa, because it does look quite large.
Yeah, and I mean, I think she watched it, and in the second movie, she had a haircut because she was like, I ain't doing that again. Jasper's hair was for real. That was his. But Jacob, also wearing a wig.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Really?
Luscious. Oh my God.
Luscious. Yes. There's a lot, I feel like there's a lot of wigs.
In the world?
Well, no, in the Twilight world. In Forks. A lot of wigs and Forks.
What about Eric with the emo hair?
No, that's not a wig.
That was just the time.
It's a lot of trying to make the characters look like how they were described in the book. And to do that, they had to wig him up.
So you think it's like, very intentionally, like sort of hyper faithful to the book, right?
Yes. Kristen Stewart, great casting. Robert Pattinson, also great casting.
Were they both unknowns at
yes,
the time?
Yes, more or less. I think
that's
so.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Well, no. He was Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter, and she was in Panic Room with Jodie Foster.
Yeah, but this was their big break.
Cedric Diggory was a big character, I reckon, and I don't even care for Harry Potter, but he was the big one in the Goblet of Fire, died in the thing, right? The maze or whatever. Mm-hmm. My boy. I just remember that part when he dies. And everyone loved, there was a cult Cedric Diggory following because of Robert Pattinson. And so when he was cast, it was like, Cedric stands, go for it. Go ham.
I had a real hard time with the whole Robert Pattinson thing because I was really very much in love with Edward in the book series. And I definitely think that Robert Pattinson, quite a good looking guy, but I found the hair too much in that first movie. It calmed down a lot by the following ones, and that was kind of probably more my vibe.
Really? I love the hair. The hair could have been bigger. Could have been bigger.
That was very of the time, that just having giant hair and not even apologising.
Just bear in mind, I'm a 29-year-old woman when this movie comes out.
Yeah, I'm a 29-year-old woman now. I'm still happy.
Fuck all those people who are Team Jacob, though, eh? Like, how can you be Team Jacob?
That is crazy.
Did you ever own a t-shirt, by the way?
No, but I think I did have a necklace at one stage, and I definitely had a commemorative cup.
A necklace?
Yeah.
Did you store
that? You know when you used to get lots more trinkets when you go to the movies? That you could buy lots of trinkets? And I remember, and it was like a job lot. Like it was after New Moon, I think, had come out, and they had heaps of stuff just left over. And I was going to see something else, and they were just shifting units. So I just picked up a bunch of stuff. I wish I still had it. Was that like, remember when there was like Team Angelina?
Yeah.
Are those the only two like massive teams of popular culture of like that time?
I don't know, but that's the story, right?
No, it was like Team. What was it? Aniston. Was it Aniston?
It was Team Jen and Team Ange.
But people had T-shirts for that. Right?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one? What team were you on?
I'm in Jen.
I think I was Jen.
I was Angelina.
Yeah. I have some insider Hollywood goss about Robert Pattinson.
Please.
Okay.
Apparently, he stinks.
Oh my God. I kind of knew it was going to be that.
He does vibe a stinky guy.
He's like, oh, I'm so handsome and a bit weird. How do I sort of differentiate my brand from all the other? And so I'm not going to wash.
Exactly.
His
hair looks greasy.
Do you know why, in my mind, I kind of felt like he might be a stinky guy? And I feel like I was like Duncan, I kind of preempted in my head. I was like, she's going to say stinky. I once dated a guy who was like, very big jaw, like just big old face, kind of in it. And he's a bit stinky.
So wait, what's the correlation here?
Well, I feel like Robert Pattinson, it's just the same. It was just kind of the same vibe of a guy.
Would that put you off, Alex?
Huh?
Would that put you off? Like, what's
soap? That's what soap's for, right?
I don't think so. I can change that. I can change him.
But what if he was like, my only rule... as I stay stinky.
Okay, question. Do vampires stink and do they shower?
I feel like no. No odor, no pores.
They don't sleep, so no stinky bedrooms. Right? Because that's when they're stinky.
But there are other ways.
There are not other ways. It's just those that kind of night sweat stink. That's what makes a bedroom
stink. That's when it really sort of sets in.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
The musk.
I can't. No,
I think I'd get used to it, and I think I'd be okay with it.
You just slowly get immune to it, right?
Or you'd get into it, like, like you know, like when old mate, I don't know any of their names, has a real big old sniff of Bella, like in the ballet room.
Oh, James.
Man, that's Jimmy. A good sniff. Mm. That shit is. That's a. He's loving that.
He has a sniff
that.
As well at baseball when the wind blows.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So maybe you'd get like that with Smelly Bob.
I also feel like I'm not really I'm not a Robert Pattinson fan. I'm an Edward fan. So Robert Pattinson as Edward, yes. Robert Pattinson as Robert Pattinson, no, thank you very much.
But as a public weirdo, he's made a good contribution to the discourse.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But you're not into him.
I'm not into him. Like if I'm attracted to Edward and everything that he. Like all his weird stalkery stuff. I'm into that. I'm your only one.
Confusing.
Okay. It really is.
Can we talk about biology class when she walks in, the fan blows her scent, and he looks like he does something.
He basically.
Yeah, he does. Oh my God.
Like that acting, he does it multiple times. He does it. I think when he reveals the sparkles as well, he just does that face. I'm like, why is that the face?
No, because it's every teenage girl's dream, right?
But he looks ridiculous. Like,
it does.
They're so willing to look ridiculous in this movie that I kind of respect it. Like, Kristen Stewart is cross-eyed a lot of the time.
She's very...
And she's biting her lip.
She's wringing her hands and,
I would like, what was the briefing? Because it's just... Fucking intense style.
Mm. But at least they're all doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're all so committed that it doesn't... It's only weird if you sort of take note of it.
It's probably like Charlie is the only kind of normal guy.
Charlie, great casting.
Great casting.
Exactly the man in the book.
Which Do you know what I was just reading about? Casting Alt was going to be John C. Reilly.
No.
To play the dad.
No.
What? No way.
The only other person who could have done it would have been Tom Selleck.
Which, what, her, Bella's dad?
Yeah.
No, the Kyle Chandler could have done it. Come on, Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, I don't even watch Friday Night Lights except for like that one episode I watched four times trying to get into it.
Yeah, me too.
Judge it's actually not that good. It's, I mean, the movie, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the show, book, unbelievable.
Okay.
The book is just like a masterpiece.
Can we focus on the actual masterpiece, the masterpiece of literature and cinema. That is Twilight.
There's a beautiful shot as well where they position it so that there's like a stuffed owl behind him and the wings are out and it's positioned just
so. He looks
so
like an angel, right?
He looks like a gorgeous angel.
He does. Mm. I saw that also.
Hard to be faithful in a way.
I feel like it was probably an accident, but in retrospect, they watched it back and gone, fuck,
that was great.
That was
good stuff.
That's how movies work.
Edward loves the smell of Bella so much he starts skipping school so that he doesn't have to be in class with her. And she naturally is like quite affronted by this. In the meantime, there's some trouble at the sawmill. Some animal's gone rogue, killing someone, eating them up.
They're a bit chill about that.
Oh, I mean, doesn't stuff like that kind of happen? I
mean,
they live
in nature, you mean?
There's a lot of nature in there. A lot of trees.
Yeah. There's bears and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, all right. Yeah,
having lived in America for all of the...
How many bears did you see?
One.
Like just wandering around.
No, it was in the zoo, but I saw it. I did see it with my eyes.
Wearing a bowler hat.
But your eyes are Joel's eyes.
And a bow tie.
Okay, Joel was at the zoo.
But you were at the same zoo. You just weren't at that enclosure.
I saw the fucking bear. It was.
Did you even go to America? Be honest.
Okay. I went to Rainbow's End. Disneyland and therefore. No, I did. I promised I went to America and I promised I saw a bear. I didn't see its face.
What? Just its ass.
You were just happy with the bod?
I didn't have a choice. I was like, I can't throw stones at it, could I?
Well,
I feel like you wait to see the face.
I did see it. Was it sleeping? It was asleep. Yeah. Bears notoriously sleep
for like 6 months. Should have grown old and died. Would you like that, Alex?
I think she
would. Unbelievable.
It's quite late. I also saw a monkey eating another monkey's poo as close to you. As I am right now.
Okay, just casual reveal.
That's amazing.
Anyway.
What a
day. Is that a metaphor?
Yeah. Okay. We've taken the extreme close-ups, by the way. Once Edward's back in class and they're kind of having like these awkward exchanges over questioning each other's analysis of scientific things, we start getting really like close-up on eyebrows and things of...
Bang. And then there's that bang, bang. Comes through.
That is you really commit to singing songs on
that, I think,
the radio.
Well, we're going to talk about it soon, but that's one of my favourite bits.
Are we going to be here for hours?
Yeah. We haven't even got our biology class yet.
No, we haven't. Okay, let's get out of biology class. Go into the parking lot, which is one of the main characters in this film, by the way, the parking lot at the front of the school. Two really key things happen in the parking lot. The first is the one that happens right now when the van comes in, wheeling in. It slides out. That was really good.
That was amazing.
It's about to hit Bella. She's got her backpack sitting on the front of her pickup truck. Edward from across the other side of the parking lot inexplicably makes it over, uses his superhuman strength to stop the van from hitting Bella. It does hit the back of her car, though. Backpack still stays on the hood, though, doesn't it? Despite that impact. But he saves Bella's sweet, sweet life because wants to eat her bone now. And at that point she's like, hang the fuck on. How did you get there? She's the only one, by the way, who's picked up on the fact that he's come all the way from the other side of the car park. No one else is questioning this.
That's
a great point.
I only just thought of that now.
I didn't think of that.
12 years later.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't see. He's down low. He gets in there.
No, but they all come around her, don't they? And his handprint's in the car, in the van.
I feel like there's an implicit thing that everyone just knows. Apart from Bella.
What, that he's a vampire?
Kind of.
Although they're a bit weird.
Like, they can do things. They're interesting. They can stop a van.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be the front page news of the Forks bloody...
That would be front page
Fortnightly.
News.
Fortnightly.
Fortnightly would be a great name for a paper.
Thank you. Come to me for all your headlines and slogans.
Bet you need one now. What are we going to call the debate post?
I told you.
What was it?
D bites.
Oh, that's oh my God. Very good.
That's droplets. That's droplets.
No, but worth it.
Okay.
Has Rob Pattinson recovered from COVID yet? Do we have an update on that?
Is he?
I don't
know. Because that could change the tone.
The smell.
Lips.
At least he's going to be bathed.
Rob Pattinson.
Why?
Well, in hospital. Oh, is he not in hospital? Is he? He's just in the hospital.
It's crazy that he's Batman. I love it. This is the year. This is Pattinson's year. Tenet, Batman, COVID.
Twilight Pod?
Twilight Pod.
Okay, I mean, to be fair, he tested positive. When? Like early 4th of September?
I mean, no one's heard from him
he
since.
He should still be. He's probably still in isolation, right?
Do you reckon vampires could get COVID?
No.
They don't seem to get unwell, do they?
No, they're fine. And also their dad's a doctor.
Mm.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Carlisle the doctor.
Carlisle seems like a nice man.
Oh, very nice man. He's the leader of the vegetarian vampire movement, right?
Yeah.
He's the good guy. But he, 23 years old is when he turned and stayed that age for the rest of forever.
Mm.
How's anyone buying him as the adoptive father of all these teenagers?
Yeah, that's true. Though, he could pass for one of those, like, keeps in extreme shape, eats right, dudes who are like 43.
How old did you say he was?
23.
Yeah, but he doesn't stand as 23
with,
either.
23 with 18-year-old kids.
I mean, could you, like, even if you're, like, not aging, could your face still sort of weather from, like, the elements?
Not if you're a vampire, because they
don't. Skin stay nice.
They don't go in the sun,
remember? They don't
go in the sun. And that's key.
If there was ever an ad for putting up sunscreen, it's right there in Twilight.
Yeah.
They just don't go out in the sun. And look at them. They all look as young as they did in 1824. So.
And they don't even sleep.
Exactly.
What do you reckon they do, boring?
Yeah, I remember thinking that in the book. Like, what are they doing all night?
Well, I'm reading a book again.
Yeah.
You should try reading Twilight. It's great.
Have you read it, Alex?
Huh? I'm rereading it at the moment.
Is it just not
I've
speak
only
to yourself?
I think I've only actually read the first one.
Honestly, when I read it, I read all of them.
Mm.
And I don't read books. So let's just, I think the last full book I read might be one of the Hunger Games books.
Amazing.
Because they make me fall asleep. Not any book. I read a page and I fall asleep.
Kindle
so read,
or paperback? Kindle
paperback.
Or, what about you?
I've gone back to paperback. I used to love a Kindle, but
No, I know what you mean.
As you get older, you really like hate technology. No, you like the touch of things. You like the
but what
I
about
went to the library quality. On the weekend, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's a good place.
I hadn't been probably since 2008 to get Twilight.
People still reserve books at the library. You know, like the really popular book that comes out, and they've got
and
four copies,
and
there's a waiting list. Love that.
That was great. I got heaps of books that I've been wanting to read that I was just going to buy. And then I was like.
Alex has deleted all his social media.
Yeah.
I'm going back. Grassroots.
Yeah.
Library.
Yeah.
Email.
You need to get like a phone.
Email's so
touch.
Good.
Email's great.
It's great when you get an email from your friend.
Yeah.
So much better than a whatever. Like a.
Instant chat message.
Yeah.
And grab one.
I don't have my notifications on.
Grab one.
That's like most normal.
Is there a grab one messaging platform?
Oh, no, I just meant the only email
that I get. Lonely place to hang out.
Oh, okay, back to Forks. What's happening? Okay, so she's alive.
She wants to know the truth. She's thought about radioactive spiders, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Edward did some really good gaslighting, by the way.
Gaslighting, lol.
I mean, I don't know if
what
and he's like, I was across the car.
Yeah,
you didn't see
anything.
You're crazy.
Yeah. And she's like, no, you got there really quick. And he's like, oh, fucking, you're crazy, bitch.
Yeah.
And he didn't say that. It wasn't in the script. It's just vibing. And now that I know what gaslighting is, I can look at that and go, that's gaslighting.
Mm.
Thank you very much, MathsAU. Okay. she wakes in the night to find him watching her sleep, and then she turns on the light, he's gone. And obviously she's like, oh, this guy's just in my head. But of course we know he was really there.
I'm a bit confused about the rules of the vampire. Is he like a ghost? Can he just vanish through a wall?
It's just really fast.
It's really fast. Window open. Yeah.
So he's gone in. he's left the window open from the outside. Mm. And then as soon as she flickers awake, he just dies, like Superman's out.
Because you see it near the end when he's like just suddenly upstairs and he's just a fast mover.
He's very fast.
He'd be an outstanding burglar if he just stopped mucking around with these high school kids.
That's true. That's true.
Like, can you not do both? Are they mutually exclusive?
Well, they do have a lovely home. Tasteful.
Yeah.
Very tasteful.
For the time.
Yeah. Where else are we? Okay. Prom.
Important part.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The bit where the apple rolls off in the cafeteria. Yes. And he catches it like that.
Yes.
To emulate the cover of the Twilight book.
Yep.
Two important facts here. That took 13 takes.
Yeah.
Well, he just can't catch.
I think,
but it's like the framing.
No, because the idea is that it drops to the ground and then it whizzes up and it's in his hand. So they used a string. And so he had to catch the apple perfectly in the right way from a string pull thing.
Take your word for it.
Well, you don't recall it.
I mean, I saw like most of the movie months ago when we were supposed to be doing it real quickly, and I saw the last 40 minutes just now. Alex saw me from outside the spin-off offices watching it at my desk.
Like 2x speed, oh my god.
A super normal one.
The second important fact is that when I still worked here at the spin-off, and Amber Easby still sat in this office, an apple rolled off her desk as I walked past, and I went like this and picked it up, and I was holding it, and I was just like, Amber! And I was like, oh my god! But nobody around knew what I was doing. Knew that
known.
That was really important.
I would have.
Was that when you decided to go?
That might have been the tipping point.
Fuck this place! I don't blame you. I'm tempted to leave.
It was crazy, and that was one take.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So you. It'd
be crazy to do multiple takes.
Do that again, Amber. Knock it off. Just one more time.
It was very. Oh, God, it was good.
Yeah. I think you maybe watched or read the same article that I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you got the melted cheese bit yet?
No, I didn't get to the melted cheese. Was it something that, like, the 20 facts about Twilight? Anyway, never mind. Okay. I have got here, fuck, Bella Vine's like the most miserable bitch ever. Mm.
Good.
What about when they go to La Push? Because that's when Jacob tells of the kind of mythology and the history, and we get those amazing flashbacks.
Oh, the flashback.
featuring Robert Pattinson in a cravat, which I am not angry about at all. And then like a cheese cutter to show a different time in history. And then there's eyeliner. It's a whole thing.
And then she comes in the ones when she's doing the research, right?
That's right. Yeah. The research.
More flashbacks to come.
Yeah.
No shortage of flashbacks. So Jacob tells her the story of like, the vampires and the, no, not vampires.
The pale faces.
The pale faces.
That's probably fine.
No, I think that's fine.
That's fine.
And the wolves. We know nothing of the wolves yet. Nothing. And then before Bella goes on Google, we see the rival vamps turn up at the boat place. That's and make right. short work of, what's his face? What's his name? Something.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's when we kind of get a really good glimpse at the other coven.
Mm.
And I don't know what they're here for, but they're here to make trouble.
That's right, Jay.
Okay.
They're not here to wear shoes, that's for sure. They're leaving footprints everywhere and police are onto it.
Bella's straight from La Push to the bookshop, seemingly far away in the dark, in a very strange location. And as she leaves, some bros start hassling her from the edge of an alleyway, and they suddenly just like appear out of, I don't know, staircases and all sorts, in a car park. And old mate Edward, he's got his little hear your thoughts. Oh, he can't hear her thoughts. He could hear their thoughts.
Yeah. Yes.
Or was it the tracking device he put on her?
Combo of the two. That's a good point.
He turns up. There's a big thing about flash cars in the book, how they all drive really super flash sports cars, and he's just like in a Volvo. I mean, a Volvo's a bloody nice car.
But it's like a wee Volvo.
It's like a little really wee like hatch situation.
Yeah, which is not a Volvo, not a classic. Anyway. I mean, that must have been because that was like Volvo trying to make a compact happen.
Yeah, it's a which partnership never happened. Deal. It was extremely
a partnership deal. Like it's. I think that they should have left that money on the table because that is dissonant.
100%. I agree with you there. It feels like the cars were actually a really big part of the book. Him driving fast and completely in control, to be frank.
Mm.
Anyway, he turns up, scares them away by looking at them.
Did you do some growling or?
Well, I think it was kind of like.
Menacing.
Menacing eyes, kind of maybe a guttural kind of.
Yeah, that's like. Yeah. Mm. Like when I come into the house and cutie sees me.
Yeah, she does.
Cutie growls. She's at a guard cat at me. Yeah. And anyone who comes near.
Anyway. Bella's, she's done her Google search, but she hasn't turned up anything just yet.
There's a sunny day.
Eh? Beforehand, I just forgot to say, there was a sunny day, so the Cullens aren't at school. How suspicious. Their parents just take them out and go do rock climbing and stuff on a sunny day.
Every time.
Okay.
She touches his hand. It's cold as ice. She gets a fright.
Where is
that? In the Volvo.
And then they go for dinner.
I think dinner was before it, but it was by the by.
Okay, no, it's not by the by.
Why not?
She orders mushroom ravioli, right? What self-respecting teenager goes to a restaurant and orders the mushroom ravioli?
Yum.
Chili fries. Come on.
She's a vegetarian. Isn't she?
I mean... Only a vegetarian would order mushroom ravioli.
Back then, in a small town like Forks, that would have been the only vegetarian dish on the menu, guaranteed.
Mm. Yeah, but just bowl of chips.
Mushroom risotto, mushroom ravioli. That's all there was.
Bowl of chips and a thick shake.
Yum.
Like, she's so dry, honestly. Like,
she has a garden burger and chips with a dad.
Like, what's a garden burger? Just like lettuce. Burger.
Here's your garden burger. That's what the lady says.
Oh, have we already seen Stephanie Meyer in the diner?
Oh, yeah.
She's at the laptop, sitting at the diner.
I love that.
At the, the bar bit. And it's just, nice.
Lovely touch.
Okay.
Then there's a research montage. She goes on the official website of thecoldones.com and more.
Oh my God, I'm going there right now.
I wish the internet was like that.
The immortal drink. Right, it just like zooms in on words. And then she has flashbacks, which feature herself wearing eyeliner.
Yes.
Being vampired.
She's old-timey. Mm. Bella being vampired by old mate, obviously.
Every single scene is iconic.
Mm. Okay, thecoldones.com. Is available if anyone wants to buy it and create a tribute site. I don't know.
$20,000.
Oh, no, it's $20,000.
Jeez, that's too much.
That's too much.
US,
yeah, that's actually a lot of money.
Whoa. Someone's just sitting on there waiting for the big Twilight comeback.
Squatting. Domain squatting.
Is the realpod.com available, by the way?
What are you saying?
Oh, I just think it'd be interesting.
The realpod.com is not available.
Oh, okay. Who got it?
Probably. Oh my God. I don't know. But what?
It's like a pop culture recap podcast.
Oh my God. Okay. That's a whole other podcast. God, we've already scheduled like 6 podcasts out of this so far.
Maybe it's a fan site. It's a fan site.
I think we're about are we halfway through the movie?
Mm. Possibly. We're about to get to the pivot point.
Okay. Talk us through the pivot point, Alex Casey.
They're in the forest.
Hang on, have you done the vampire? When she's doing her search, the final word that she goes in on is
cold ones, immortal drink, speed, undead, cold skinned, vampire.
It's like WebMD. If you've got these symptoms, this is the result diagnosis: vampire.
And then there's like something weird happens where they meet each other, and she just starts to walk away from the parking lot towards the forest. He follows her.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the iconic scene where he's standing behind her. In the forest, and they're talking to each other, not looking at each other. And she says, "I know what you are."
Yeah.
And he says, "Say it."
Hang on, I've got it here. Can
loud.
We? Can we do it? Hang on.
Yeah, I don't have the full script. I've got most of it. To be fair.
It's just like the way you've written it too. It looks like an absolute maniac.
Yeah. Say it. Okay. I'll be Bella. You be.
Okay.
I know what you are.
Say it out loud. Say it.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
No. That's it. Hey, can I just say, we would be too. That's
I got chills. That's
I think your remake is really coming together because we'll cast ourselves.
We'll cast ourselves. The only thing is I feel like that's it. I've just realised how hard it is to act.
No, but you did very good acting. You've done some acting, right? You were doing some acting when I first met you and you started working at the spin-off. You'd done like a short film. Is that on the internet?
I don't think we want to talk about that.
Is it on the internet?
I don't think we want to start talking about my life. The main thing is, how old are you? 17. How long have you been 17?
Oh, yes.
A while.
I'm like, oh, no, I've got so a way good. Here too. We could have done that whole bit.
So good.
Fuck that up. What a wasted opportunity. I did have all that script here.
There's also insane. Did Joel point out the continuity in this scene? Because they're like standing. At some point, they're standing. He's up on a branch, I think, looking down at her, or the other way around. But the distance between them just changes, like, insane.
But he's moving, right? He's just, like, leaping about when he's off camera.
Maybe.
He's gone to Australia and gotten a burger and come back at that time.
Hungry Jacks.
Wow. Then he does the full reveal. He whips her on his back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, takes her to a sunny spot above the clouds. And stands in a ray of light. Unbuttons. Yep. She's not just going to believe the face. I must derobe. I must show her my torso.
Unrobe.
And so he turns around and he's got the look.
He's cross-eyed. He's also cross-eyed.
Yeah. I'll just refer to it as the look. Turns around and he's sparkly AF. Just that was done quite. I have to say, Joel said that's actually done pretty well.
Yeah, because it's
shout out.
Yeah,
I think there would have been a lot of time. I can imagine like some special effects people all sitting around the table, like, how are we going? Never been done before.
Never been done before.
How are we going to do this?
Before. As Bella says, it's like diamonds.
Yeah, I kind of got that almost like sandpaper vibe. You know, like when sandpaper like catches the light.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's smooth as anything.
So in your remake, you're glue sandpaper.
Oh my gosh, should we do a shot for shot remake of Twilight?
Yes.
With you two as Edward and John.
$35 budget, go crazy at Jeff's Emporium. Okay. This is when he starts doing the buzzing around thing.
Mm.
Right. And he's like, I'm a monster. I wanted to kill you.
Yeah, she's like, it doesn't. She's like, I've killed people before, and she's like, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. NBD.
Yeah,
she's very, very horny.
That's really horny to be like, oh, you're big time, multi-century murderer.
I literally killed people.
Remember that Fork's very small town. Not a lot goes on.
The
you know, like
is
when you
thin.
Get some spice in there, something going on, you just grab it with both hands and. Jump on
He's
his back
108
and go
years old as well. Let's not forget.
Okay. And then we get some of the very choice lines of the film all compacted together here.
As if you could outrun me? As if you could fight me off? Then something else?
What was it?
I don't remember.
Something along the lines of it. He's like, all of the way that I look and the way that, probably not smell, but all the way that I look and my lovely charismatic weird nature is designed to attract you to me as if I needed it, as if you could outrun me. That's kind of where that went.
Oh, well, that's good.
And then he was like, you're like my own personal brand of heroine. Don't we all want to be someone's own personal brand of heroine?
Yeah.
Oh, Duncan, are you leaving?
Duncan's off.
Go for a walk.
Where are you going? What are you going to say to Tina while we're live on pod?
What's happening? Okay, you're my own personal brand of heroine.
Oh, and then the iconic lines.
And so the lion fell in love with the lamb.
What a stupid lamb.
What a
sick masochist.
Don't remember this. Okay. What a sick masochistic lion.
Mwah.
And then we get to the bit where they lay in the clearing. So they're laying in the clearing. It's a meadow. Now this, you know the significance of this scene? This is the scene that started it all. When Stephanie Meyer came up with Twilight as a concept, it was based off a dream that she had of two people lying in a clearing, lying. I never know the difference. Laying in a clearing. Lying in a clearing. They're in a clearing on their backs.
Are they lying or lying though?
It's sunny and he's sparkling. Mm. And that was what. So that scene, like, to me, is whenever it's on.
I want to dream it gets me, like, crazy rich.
Do you know, I've tried to dream up young adult novels. Like, every night I go to bed, being like, maybe this is the
night. Cheese and red wine. So, either like, a large wheel of washed rind.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle of red wine. I reckon you'd have heaps.
Two or three cheesy garlic Peters from Nando's, probably fine.
This could be the night.
Tonight, hey, speaking of Nando's, they don't sponsor this podcast, but I just want to shout them out.
Yeah, Goodwill shout out.
We paid good money, or Jane did. She kind of screwed up the order, but we forgave her eventually. We were supposed to get a super large peri-peri. I was thinking I can probably have as much as I like. And then, but, you know, it's fine. Anyway, we love you, Nando's, and good luck through this very difficult time to be a hospitality chain.
And our commitment was such that when we turned up, you know, like, when I turned up, there was people were already in here watching the debate, eating some other type of food that they had ordered. And I was like, oh, I didn't get us any food, knowing full well I didn't need it because we have had the end. And they were like, Duncan wouldn't let us order anything for you guys because apparently you're getting Nando's. And so we just say Nando's hard.
I would rather die than eat other food that's not Nando's.
Luckily, I know a vampire. Okay, blah, 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 blah.
Three things that Bella is sure of. Number one, Edward was a vampire.
Yes.
Number two, a part of him, and she didn't know how big that part was. That's what she said. Thirsted for her blood.
Yep.
Number three, she was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him.
That is the time that many a teenage girl learnt what the word irrevocably meant.
I don't know what it means.
No, wait, it's not irrevocable. Okay, so they're in love now, and this is when we get to the scene. Yep. The scene. In fact, I think it was the discussion of this scene that brought us to doing this podcast. I think that's how it came up, was like great scenes in movies or something like that we were talking about.
We're always talking about that.
And I said to Joel, brace yourself. This is like one of my favorite scenes in a movie of all time. And Edward and Bella... Edward turns up at the school, he opens the passenger's door, Bella Swan gets out, the whole school's in the parking lot, they all turn and look, they start walking in together, and he does a fuck it, kind of, he doesn't say that, puts his arm around her, and they kind of like, for the first time, Bella almost cracks a smile. Yeah. But it's just this real, like, that is the moment that every girl... who's reading that book that is in love with Edward Cullen, whether they be 12 or 29, that's the moment that you're like, oh, my God, that's my moment. I want that moment where the whole school's like, whoa.
And he doesn't care. Also, he just looks great. He looks really great in this bit.
Yeah, he
They've
smiles.
Really given it heat.
He smiles and it's he really smiles, something. And
sunglasses.
And I think it's also because he's flying in the face of what, you know, like he's kind of risking everything for her by doing this. And so I prepped Joel for this scene. This is amazing, Joel. And he's like, best, like, your favorite scene in a movie ever or this movie? I was like, no, movie ever. And he didn't understand, but I don't, so we're the divorce.
I think you do need to make
crazy
room in your life.
I do need to so make sorry, room.
I mean,
Joel.
For the off chance that I might... Meet.
Stay
Edward.
Ready.
Okay.
It's iconic.
It's an iconic scene.
It's so good. It's so good. I don't know why I've gotten straight from that to Edward's back in the Spanish influenza days. Lol.
Carlisle says, I've got Carlisle saved Edward back in the day.
Back in the day.
I don't know how we got there.
The retro day.
But this is where we get the story of how they become, why they're vegetarian. What? I mean, they eat actual animals, so... Not vegetarian in the kind of like the muggle sense. Oh, by the way, it's another thing I do. I say muggle when I'm referring to non-vampires. I was doing that for Joel's benefit, but he really hated it because he said it was confusing the franchise.
Do you think there'll ever be a crossover event?
Well, I mean, it's Edward. It's Robert Pattinson as the crossover event. Isn't it?
It just seems like, died. Yeah.
Like he could go to Comic-Con and be like, I'll do this store for half the time and then this one for the other half. Bit of Harry Potter, bit of Twilight.
He'd be really big at Comic-Con, I would think. Like, if he came to Armageddon.
Yeah. Smelly, though. It's really stinky.
What do you think he'd smell like? Like, that sort of cheesy, you know, that kind of a smelly? Or
like, I feel like he smells
the
like
sort of
damp.
Hot, the sour and damp. Yeah.
But from also, forks. I think, also from with, forks. Like, a little bit of, like, whatever cologne he wears mixed in with it.
And I feel like he stinks of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's a great smell, though.
He smokes, and I think he drinks like crazy.
Oh, I love him.
I reckon.
But do you reckon he just, like, gets up, bathes in, like, his rank cologne, and it just kind of curdles together?
Yeah. Did you read that profile of him where he, like, talks about how he thinks he's invented a new, like, macaroni fast food chain or something? And then, like, while he's doing the interview with the person, he tries to demonstrate it because they're doing it over, like, Skype. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he microwaves, like, tinfoil macaroni, and his microwave explodes. I'm pretty sure it's macaroni.
What a character.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy stinks. Yeah. If he's doing that kind of stuff, he reeks.
Oh, yeah, too risky for Comic Con, now that I think about it.
He's Batman! What are they doing? What are they doing?
Putting him in a bloody the black suit.
Yeah.
Long like rubber.
Rubber.
Oh, my God.
What are they doing? Maybe smart, because you would think not many smells would permeate through rubber.
But he can't stay in it for, like, months. He's got to take it off eventually. And then some poor...
He'll be like, does anyone want to go for afternoon
drinks? Is it a grip? Who's got to deal with that?
Best boy? Something like that.
Best boy?
Oh, God. Okay, if you see a job posting for best boy for the new Batman film, do not apply.
I take that. But you would, though, wouldn't you, Alex?
I would.
Okay. where are we?
Oh dear.
Oh God. Okay, get a vegetarian. in vampire language, that means they don't suck the blood of humans. They've all got different tricks. They're all like different, like superhero type tricks. Edward can read the minds of most people except for Bella, because that just works nicely for the story. Alice can see in the future, but the future can change.
The accuracy is like not great.
That's kind of a real cop out. It's like when Toby predicts the results of a poll, and then you know.
The Emmett is super strong or something, right? Jasper is
has it long hair.
Jasper, I can't remember. I can't remember.
I don't know
powers.
If they all have.
They
yeah,
do. Do they? Do.
Like distinct. Yeah. Anyway.
They have distinct.
What's
powers.
Rosalie's power?
Fucking annoying. I don't know.
Got a problem with Rosalie.
You really
yeah.
do.
I don't. I'm Team Marissa. I was always Team Marissa. I was never Team Teresa. So that's probably the problem right there. Anyway. Okay.
His bedroom? No bed?
He takes it to his house. Yeah. No beard.
Chaise
lounge. Plays piano.
Stinky chaise lounge.
It doesn't look like a smelly room.
It doesn't.
It's because Edward's.
He's got the. No, you'll notice though. He's got all the windows open.
That emergency air out before you get your girlfriend over when you're like 17 and your whole everything stinks.
But also, I reckon everyone else in the family was like, because it had a very much like at the end of the room, end of the house kind of a room.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't even really supposed to be a bedroom kind
it's
of a room.
Slender. It's like a sunroom.
Yeah, like it was a media room or something. Football. And they've chucked him in there because he stinks. Yeah,
you need to own one, lad. Because, you know, when I was like maybe like 11 or 12, I went through this phase where my feet just were just like unconscionable.
No.
Like, and my mum made me wear these boat shoes. So apologies if I talked about this before. And like they just didn't breathe. I wore them with no socks. It was a fucking nightmare. And I went out on this boat, so at least I had appropriate shoes. And I did not want to take my shoes off because I knew what would happen. And they sort of made me. The parents were just like, what the fuck are you doing wearing shoes out here? I took them off. And they were like, oh, God. And they were just like, why is this? And then I had to, like, put them back on. I went and hid for, like, the rest of the thing.
Oh,
it took, like,
no.
6 hours. It was so mortifying.
Okay, I have a similar bad spelling story.
Oh, Jesus,
when I was probably,
good.
Like, not. Like maybe a little like but similar age 11, 12.
It was
maybe.
Like a micro phase of just crazy bad smell.
I had a nickname in my family and it was Bo. And Bo, how do you spell Bo?
Oh, no.
Just spell it. Spell the word bow.
B-O?
Yes.
Oh!
All over the B-O.
So not lambets.
It's like bowl.
It was before, it was like before I, yeah, before I just, before I, you know, got to the impulse phase.
Right, like, yeah.
You got to learn.
Cool
Jam, yeah.
Cool Jam. Is impulse still available?
I don't know. You never think about it, eh?
Body
Do teenage
spray.
Girls it's body still spray, use that?
It's a body spray. It's not just a, it's not a deodorant. Anyway.
Have you seen that Lick's Marmite?
No.
Africa, cool. Africa Marmite.
Africa Marmite, Marmite crossover event. Two cinematic universes.
Where was that when I was 12?
That is what Robert Pattinson would wear. Right? That's good.
There was also a phase, I'm sure, where girls wore boys' deodorant. Wore Lynx. And there was also a phase where boys wore Jazz cologne. Do you remember that? Jazz, the black and white. No? Someone listening is going to get in the corner and be like, I know what you're talking about, Jane.
Wayne.
It's going to be Wayne. Shout out to Wayne. They're all cooking. When she arrives at the house, they're all cooking, which they never do because they don't eat the normal food. So they're like, oh, it gives us an excuse to use the kitchen, lol. Jasper is not joining them for dinner because he's the freshest vamp and he struggles with the vegetarianism side of things. Mm. And they don't want him to eat their guest.
Just chilled out night.
Really. I mean, that's fine. definitely gives new meaning to being nervous about meeting the family. The talk with classical music, they have a little dance, and then they go out in the forest and go up trees and
Cleared
so on.
Cleared alone.
Lovely shot, lovely treetop shot of the whole of Forks.
Slowkiss.com.
Is that their first kiss?
Mm.
Is that their first kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Really chaste.
Yeah, very chaste.
Especially given all
Wait
the...
Wait till you see the later movies though, Duncan.
Really?
Not so chaste. Just saying. Dina's raising her eyebrows in the corner.
So many eyebrows. it's a long build up to the kiss.
Yeah,
that moment
right.
where he's there at night, you know, doing his classic, watching you sort of
sting in the place.
Shit. He's cancelled, but also not really.
Not really.
But
how do they get away with it?
He stinks.
Is it
no,
absolutely
again.
Makes. It's the stink. Oh no, you can't smell when you're asleep, can you?
What?
That's the whole problem. What about smoke? You can't smell it. That's why you need a smoke alarm.
Oh my god, I didn't know that you couldn't smell things when you're asleep.
So can you see?
Well, you got your eyes. Can you see through your eyelids?
I sometimes sleep with my eyes open.
Dang
it.
Oh, no.
I've had a few beers.
Really? You just... really?
Sort of
do
like...
you see then? What?
The answer to the question, can you smell in your sleep, is quite simply, no.
That's what I said.
As it turns out, the phrase wake up and smell the coffee is more true than you'd imagine.
Oh, but you can smell the coffee?
No, wake up and smell the coffee.
Not
wake up
see
because
the
you can smell
Duncan.
If you're Duncan, you don't need to smoke
can you
alarm.
Feel
yell.
The coffee?
You just need Duncan with his eyes open watching the smoke waft in the room. So you have to have your
wake
light on so we can
see
it.
The coffee with Duncan. Can you rename the fold there?
That's a new podcast. It's another new podcast. We're up to 7 now. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So this is the problem when we've been away for so long from each other.
This is a totally normal podcast by our standards. Don't try and palm it off as being different.
I know we're not finished yet and it could go bad from here.
Yeah.
But
we're slower than the movie, we're off pace.
This is a really good podcast.
What are you talking about?
You should start saying
well,
that.
What's
the
objective measure?
That's how you
jinx it.
Tina's giving us the okay, and it's like we've had some laughs.
Do we need
hey,
another?
Why are you doing this?
I'm sorry. I just feel like I'm really confident that nothing's going to go wrong from here.
Great.
Okay, we've got our eyes Nothing open, bad. We can smell everything. It's fine. Okay. Edward turns up in her room watching her sleep. He tries to kiss her, and he can do it without sucking her blood, so that went well. Then we see a montage of them chatting in the room, a la normal people. He meets Charlie, says he's taking Bella out to play some baseball. There's a thunderstorm a-coming. And the Cullens can only... I don't know.
What was that?
Just let it slide. Very late for Jane.
Tina's just gone out of the room. I can't even get her to, like, mark that as a time
code. Are you going to date that out?
No. Dubstep remix.
Absolutely. I was just thinking that. Mount Eden, I reckon. Get him on it. Him, I assume it's a him.
Oh, God. Okay.
Baseball scene. Muse.
When you were watching this, Duncan, and they're like, they can only play baseball when there's a thunderstorm. Are you like, fucking why? Sorry, I see a lot of E4s.
Normally it's difficult to play outdoor sports in a thunderstorm.
Yeah, but why do the Cullens play, can only play this baseball when there's a thunderstorm?
I don't. I was just being dazzled by the
film.
The muse on, Sam. If you listen closely.
The supermassive black hole. Because they hit the ball so hard, it makes such a clap that it would rouse suspicion were there no thunderstorms around. Yeah.
Must say, I found the idea of them playing baseball a bit like hokey and unconvincing.
No, not at all.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry. These guys literally never sleep, and they've got one sport they like to indulge in apart from eating people, or deer.
Mm.
And you don't buy it. You don't buy that they like to have some fun every now and again.
I just don't know about baseball.
Why?
They're 108 plus. Remember. Isn't that like a traditional?
It is. It is an old timey sport. Some of them have been. You'd think they'd play something even older, like golf.
How old is golf? Really, super?
Golf's very old.
What's the oldest? What about just like running races?
Yeah, the ancient Olympics, wrestling, nude wrestling was massive.
Oh, different movie. Okay. Oh my god.
Not worth it.
And then I've got in all caps, the hair is so bad in this movie. The wigs. I mean, I guess for some reason, when they were playing baseball, the hair was particularly noticeable. Okay, the other vamps turn up. It's James's coven. James, Victoria, and Laurent. They want to join in the game. They want to have a good time, except for then. James gets a whiff of Bella.
Is James considered really hot?
He's
like moustache.
Do you find all these vampires incredibly, incredibly attractive? Because that's just like, if you're a vampire, that's what you are. You're all impossibly good looking.
Right.
And I don't, again, I don't know that they all, like Emmett is terrifying.
Is he the big lump?
Is that Caelan
Lutz? The farm boy kind of linebacker.
Was Caelan Lutz the man bun?
Who's
Caelan Lutz or someone?
Who's Caelan Lutz?
It's a real made up name.
Caelan Lutz. Someone out there is nodding.
Hang on. So his like Caelan, if you squish his name Lutz together, it's Klutz.
K Lutz, yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Caelan Lutz, not Caelan.
Okay.
And he is Kirsten Emmett Kirsten. Cullen.
That's
yeah.
He? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love that guy.
He's all muscle.
I love those big corn fed American, you know. Like, there's heaps of them. They get beaten up a lot in Jack Reacher books.
Anyway, a bit of a face-off between the two covens. Edward basically kidnaps Bella because he puts her in the car and drives
her
away.
Safety.
For her safety. But she's like, I want to go home. He's like, nope, driving you away. But then she obviously talks him round because they clearly devise a plan to protect Charlie. She goes in and pretends, doesn't want to live there anymore, that she's leaving.
It's very upsetting, that scene.
And I had to kind of like.
I don't really understand why she does it.
Okay, she does it so that, because James is after her.
Yeah.
Okay. And if he went looking for her at her house and Charlie was there and she wasn't there, then he might hurt Charlie. If she goes home and does this whole big thing, like I'm leaving, I'm out of here, James is tracking her and he hears all this. So he thinks that she's left, and so he's going to leave Charlie alone. I think that's the concept right there.
Right, but so how come. He can hear that, but he can't hear when she's talking to Edward. and saying it's just he wasn't
because she when she was with Edward she was they were driving very fast.
Right, so that makes it hard to hear.
Well, he couldn't like sidle up and hang around a tree.
I'm just trying to understand the science
of
it all.
Yeah, no, but that's fair. Yeah,
Laurent turns on his own.
He does. Yeah, so they go to the Cullens. They whip to the Cullens after going to Charlie's house. I assume Edward was like got to pack some.
What?
Pajamas?
He's not changing his clothes. Not new undies.
Do vampires brush their teeth?
No.
Do they eat?
Well, they eat deer.
Well, that's going
to... That was never really kind of laid out in the film, right?
We need to get stiff.
They don't talk about how the fact that they go on those hunting... They go away on hunting trips. In the book, they go on these hunting trips and they just go and they suck deer's blood.
But then animals don't brush their teeth.
But
you're supposed to brush your dog's teeth.
Well,
that's because of modern food.
Right. So if you're eating like rustic food, like raw deer that you killed with your mouth.
Traditional, yeah.
But they don't eat the deer, do they? It's paleo. Like it's blood. It's just the blood.
But still, you have a smoothie, you brush your teeth.
Are you having blood
smoothie? A blood smoothie.
Okay, I feel like this is the bit where the podcast got bad. Okay. Back on. We're getting there. We're at least three quarters of the way of the movie now, through the movie. Rosalie doesn't like it. Rosalie's not in on Bella, by the way. Just feels like more trouble than she's worth. Carlisle's like, yes, we need to risk everything because, you know, she's part of the family now. They had a kiss. She's part of the family. Alice and Jasper drive, plan change, Alice and Jasper driving Bella to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know why. It's not like her mum's there.
I don't know. Edward's going where?
Edward's going to fight. They're taking some of Bella's smell and wiping it on some stuff or something.
That's right. They're all wearing different jackets and like
to try and confuse James. And they're like, and then like Alice and Jasper and the Infinite Wisdom are like, well, let's take her to the next most obvious place that she might be, which is her other hometown. And James gets there, rings her up.
Hello.
Her mum.
Yes, her mum. Yes. Gives her a call and says, oh, I've got your mum at the ballet studio.
But does she really? I couldn't figure out. It's just a recording.
Yes.
Clever.
How did he get that recording?
It was in the ballet studio.
So he found like the file, that MP4.
Wow, back in the...
Yeah.
Because that would be old.
Do you know what? Yeah. Dumb luck. He must have just been like, this is fucking lucky that I found this.
You think he was just like waging it all on being able to find that file?
Was it a file or was it a video cassette?
He was pacing back and forth.
It would have been probably a cassette.
He was playing on a TV or something. So he's pacing back and forth in the ballet studio going, oh, fuck. I'm so close. And then he like trips over a television and it happens to have a cassette from when Bella's. And he's like, hold up. Hang on. I've got an idea. What's her number again? Gives her a call. She picks up.
She
Hello.
Could have like asked her, Mum, say, you know. Yeah.
No, Mum was in the
read out the mum was day's date on the newspaper.
Oh yeah, no, there was none of that. It was. She was just in the background.
And very then he was like, clever.
He was like, I've got your mum. I'm going to kill her. Come down to the studio. And that's when we revisit the lines from the opening where she's like, you know, to sacrifice yourself in the place of someone else. Yada yada yada. She turns up. He's all like, you've been punked. I was just playing a video recording.
Big sniff. Mega sniff.
Big old sniff.
One more for the road.
Get a lung full.
And then Edward turns up. And an almighty battle ensues.
Shit goes down. Goodbye floorboards.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye
mirrors.
Yeah, they never explain what happens to the ballet. You know,
who pays for it? They burn it down.
Who asks the questions? Oh, yeah, because they have to burn. If you kill a vampire, you have to burn them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just going to be an insurance claim at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lost that footage forever, though.
That's true.
It's gone. Okay, so he gives her a bite. James does. Gives her a bite in the wrist. The other Cullens turn up and burn James, but meanwhile we've got this problem that Bella's been bit. She's going to die.
Is she going to die or is she going to become a...
She's going to
become a vampire.
She's bleeding out. She's hemorrhaging. Her leg.
But so is it? Could she? Because you can't die if you're a vampire.
No. So what happened? No. What happened was she's hemorrhaging. So she's about to die from the hemorrhaging. And if she doesn't die, then even if they stop the hemorrhaging, then she's going to turn. Okay, because she's not being. She's got the venom.
And why don't they want her to turn?
No, he said the venom will kill her. The venom will kill her. They said or something.
Well, I thought they.
It wasn't enough.
What's venom?
I don't know.
Vampire venom.
Anyway, people have on the internet asked why it wasn't Carlisle who did the sucking, because he's the expert. Like, yeah. I can suck people's blood without.
There?
He's doing the tourniquet, and that's why he couldn't, because he was busy stopping the hemorrhaging. And he was like, Edward, you're the only one who can do this.
But it seemed like a bit of a test for Edward.
It was a test. It definitely was a test because he wanted that blood so bad. Mm. and so he sucked out the venom.
And then a little bit extra, just for him.
He's saying he did this. He lingered.
She was cross-eyed again, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot overstate how cross-eyed she is in this scene. We've also missed the melted cheese.
Oh, have we?
I've just realised. It's when Edward bites James's neck and pulls away and you can see skin in his mouth. It's a big old thing of melted cheese.
Oh. Yum.
Yeah. Delishimo.
Budget.
I know.
What kind of cheese?
I'm not sure. It would, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like
could be a mozzarella. Could be like a high budget.
Yeah. But that would give you no mozzarella would do a stringy situation.
No, you need those ones that like, you know, when you fry it, it becomes kind of leathery, like a cheddar.
Halloumi.
Like a cheddar. No, like if you do a toasted sandwich in a frying pan, and, you know, it gets all done. It's just sort of it's kind of
American cheese. Very. I mean, the thing is, American cheese is very different from New Zealand cheese. So it's
orange, different color.
Yeah.
Did you know that? You probably do. Eggs are white in America and brown here.
I mean, I've had white eggs here too.
No. Moving on. That's case closed.
Did you know they drive on the right hand side of the road in America? Blah, blah, blah. This is what happens. When he's sucking her blood and he's just about to go, fuck it. I'm just going to go for it. I just drink it all. Very hungry. Wanted this a long time. I'm sure there's another nice girl to bone somewhere. Then he starts having memory flashbacks. That's what's happening. And he has memories of all their lovely times together. Mm. And then he goes, oh, no. I haven't even boned her yet. I've got to stop. And then she wakes up in the hospital. And the grade changes. We're not blue anymore, by the way. That's the end of the blue grade. Yeah. We're now out of, like, Vampville and into, like, normal life. And mom's there. And as someone who can't remember what happened at the end of this film, I was like, is Edward, is he gone? And like the end of the film, she's like back with her mum and she doesn't see Edward again until like the next movie. I couldn't remember. But no, he was there. Sleep on the little couch.
And wearing a hoodie, which I thought was quite a nice, like, sort of casual look.
Yeah, I mean, the whole vibe changed, right? Like, it changed from we're in danger to, like, now we can just get on with life as normal teenagers.
Because you've killed.
James is gone.
But surely there'll be another lusty vampire. Is it because she has she got a specific smell they all go mental for?
I mean, particularly Edward, but I do think that, like, she's a nice drop.
Well, no, because it's James and Edward, right? Or is James only into it because Edward's into it?
James
is mega into it. But even when she walks in, like, her fat, like, the Cullens are all like,
but I, yeah. Like, yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's obviously just like a good vintage or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
Edward tells her he does some more like game playing. Tells her she should go back to Jacksonville.
Her hair up or down or something.
Huh? What?
Him?
Yeah. She tells her she should go back to Jacksonville to live with her mum and Phil, the baseball player. And she's
Phil,
like,
just honestly, I think if you're that age and still in the minor leagues, like playing double A or something, I think maybe it's just time to cut it. You know?
I mean, yeah, but
like, carting this family around America, You're not going to make the majors.
I kind of
from
feel that
double
way.
A at okay, 35, can I just, 38.
Can I just put this to you? You've been doing a podcast for years, right?
No, we're still going to make it.
Well past its best by day. But you fucking love doing it. It's in your blood.
Yeah, but I don't be like, it's all on this podcast, family. I know that we have to move to like Gore to pursue my podcast dreams.
Are you saying that you wouldn't do that if that were on the table, if that was the only other option?
Because there's an NZME office in Gore, and if they were like, we need you to host, we need you to replace PJ.
No,
wait, we could do the hits.
I'm not talking about, I'm talking about this podcast. I'm talking about us three. I'm not talking about like your podcast career. This is your podcast career.
I know what it is.
Yeah, all of us are going to Gore.
We're all going to Gore.
To do the hits Gore.
Okay.
Maybe we should go all in on just starting like in a kind of like a rural community, you know, like one of the sort of one of those music stations, whether it's the hits or do they have like ZM?
The regionals.
Or do they syndicate the Big Auckland shows?
They all syndicate the Big Auckland shows now.
Because they still have Chris, what's his name? That Christchurch guy, Chris Lynch. Yeah. He's still got a show.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think we can do that. I think we'd be very well received.
Should we talk to
Jace?
You know Jace, eh?
Jace. Which Jace?
Jace.
Like Gunn or Winstanley?
No, Winstanley, yeah. Dirty player. At netball.
Oh, okay.
Like real. Oof.
I didn't know where that was going. Yeah. And I'm kind of surprised that's where it went, to be fair.
Sticks his butt out, all that kind of stuff.
That is dirty.
We'll get you in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every
so
time.
Anyway.
Yes, I'm saying if you had no other option, but you would do that, right?
Okay.
Like you would follow your dream. The minor league baseballers Phil's real pod. And therefore, I think that no further needs to be said. She says, no, I do not want to go to Jacksonville. And he says, okay, we'll stay together. just classic teenage bloody breakup, don't break up. You know, the full gamut of emotions within 30 seconds. They go to prom together. Why is she wearing leggings?
Why are they grey?
Why?
As well.
Is she wearing leggings? Like, okay, she's got a moon boot on. Fair enough. Okay, you know what life in a moon boot is like.
I have been on television in a moon boot. I have been to the block in a moon boot.
How much of your life have you spent in a moon boot?
I'd say like a quarter.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to go to a prom, be moon booted, would you opt to also wear leggings? Like she had a dress on that was below the knee. Like it wasn't like a short skirt.
Why the leggings? Is it like a buffer thing? Is it like those funny socks you wear when you go on a plane
to stop it from like chafing?
Well, no, to like keep your varicose veins and whatever.
Yeah, but just wear.
You take aspirin.
Wear a long sock, and no one would be any the wiser. I just think it really. It just seemed completely unnecessary, and I would have thought. On the leg where she's wearing the moon boot, if the legging was rolled up for any reason, that'd be a very uncomfortable way to spend a prom.
Yeah, she's made it hard for herself.
She really has. She's got the moon boot on one foot, fine. The Converse on the other foot, also fine because you can't be wearing heels on one and a moon boot on the other, right?
Idea.
The legging's unnecessary.
Two moon boots. Just don't let you symmetrical.
Yeah.
For a prom, you know?
Anyway, I think that the dress was nothing. I mean, it didn't. You know, when you get a walking down the stairs moment, you can't.
It was a very bachelorette kind of dress.
Yeah.
You know, what's that brand?
Glamour Boutique. Is it the Iconic that dressed the Bachelor Girls?
I think so.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Glamour Boutique was those long sequin ones, I'm pretty sure.
I think Simone just had Anderson that kind of Glamour Boutiques of a weekend.
Yeah.
Sesame.
Mm.
It was off the rack, for sure.
It was certainly off the rack, slightly ill-fitting. But once you pair it with a pair of leggings, any redeeming features of the prom dress out the window.
And also, Robert Pattinson's lapels were like a foot wide.
That's
like,
fine.
That was a real bad Halle suit.
He's fine.
Know?
He can wear anything.
I didn't notice.
No. I did notice that he's not pale anymore for some reason. Prom season brings out the best in the vamps, and he's no longer pale. He does. They both do some smiles in this scene, which is insane.
Crazy they got the rotunda to themselves. Like, you'd think that would be a very heavily trafficked part of the prom.
He stinks. The stench circle. The perimeter.
Yeah, I think people are going to have false memories of this movie in the future. And they're going to be like, but what's the bit? Isn't Giant Vampire Stink? I'm sure. While they're in the rotunda having their dance under the fairy lights, he psychs her out, pretends he's about to change her, right? Like, they have this conversation. I can't even remember the conversation because I completely clocked out at this point. And she's like, I'm ready. And he leans her back and goes, pierces his teeth, goes in, gives her a peck on the neck. Punked again.
Again. Shame.
It was the Ashton Kutcher era, though, wasn't it?
It was. It was.
And just when you're like, oh, God, such a good time. Oh, it's so happy and nice. And then the camera tracks back or pulls back or something technical like that. And we see someone's watching from the window and turn around. And if it ain't old Victoria the Vamp.
Yeah. And then we'll end the movie right there.
Yeah, TV.
And let her weirdly just be through the credits the whole time.
Yeah.
Very strange. But it's a franchise.
God, what a movie. What a movie.
Our film.
Hey, so that's our thing, eh?
That's our
podcast. There may or may not be more podcasts one day.
We've got a lot of soul searching today.
Yeah.
I've had fun.
I have also had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Tina, thanks for staying up late.
Thank you, Tina. Such a time. How long has this been, approximately?
An hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
One hundred.
Oh, that's insane.
Oh, geez. Oh, I'm so sorry, Tina. So sorry,
as if you could outrun us. As if you could fight us off.
An hour 40. The movie is 2 hours. Like, we've almost made it this far, eh? Should we just push through till dawn?
Okay, yeah. Now that we've got through that preamble, we're going to do a direct New Zealand news fan commentary. Yeah, and now it's time.
I miss community notice board commentaries.
Do you?
I do.
Like the full, like people talking over the top of a whole movie.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do that one day, right? Okay, next.
Let's bring it back.
Next podcast.
Traditional values.
Just speaking of bringing it back, can we just do this for one more time?
Like and subscribe.
Max Key Corner. I know. I'll never forget you.
Like and subscribe.
Thank you very much to Alex Casey for coming back to the pod room.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to Jane for coming back to God Zone.
Yeah. Just quickly, I was going to come back and surprise Alex. Remember? That's how this all started.
Oh my
I was going to come back and surprise you, and then COVID happened, and then I came back.
We had a whole plan. She was going to be next door and everything.
Yeah. I was going to be next door pretending to be doing a remote podcast.
That
would
have been some Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher?
Kutcher.
Like, I was prepared to pay all that money to make you cry.
Wow.
That's what I wanted to do. And had you not cried,
you had a massive cry too.
It means a lot.
It would have been crazy.
I mean, you can say that now.
Which really?
Because it didn't happen.
I know, it's really bad. I had booked the tickets.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I had booked the tickets.
We did lots of talking.
Anyway, so I just came back for good instead. I was like, well, I'm just going to stay. I'm going to come back. I'm going to stay for as long as it takes to do a podcast. And here we are now.
It's been really nice.
It's been amazing. Thank you, Tina Tiller, for recording us and just being you. Being also amazing. And thank you guys for listening. You guys made this happen. How many do you reckon?
How many people made it this deep?
I will be able to give you the statistics.
Do you know who makes it to the end?
I don't know exact numbers, but I know a percentage.
We're just talking here.
Well, yeah, it's fine.
We've never been good at ending these.
But I think it's interesting. I think people should know that we know if you're tapping out.
Yeah.
Like, not specifically you, but we know if there's like a big chunk of you tapping out.
Drop off. Yeah. Just let it keep playing.
Just let it keep playing. Just for our own self-esteem.
And subscribe. Even though we're not technically a going concern, still subscribe.
Subscribe. Save it. So that you will get an alert if and then we do another podcast.
Civil defense alert.
Okay, thank you very much for listening. Thank you, everyone, for who's in the room. And thank you, everyone, who's got us in your ears. And
Bye.
There's a thunderstorm a-coming. Coming. The thunderstorm is coming. Coming. Thunderstorm. Coming. The thunderstorm is coming.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spin-Off. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spin-Off member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.